From Washington, this is VOA News. Twelve are dead in an attack on the offices of a Paris publication. Dozens are killed in a bomb explosion in Yemen's capital. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. At least 12 people are dead in Paris in an attack on the offices of the satirical weekly newspaper Charlie Hebdo. French officials say three gunmen opened fire inside the newspaper's offices. The suspects remain at large. We get U.S. reaction from VOA's Jeff Seldon.
Meeting with his vice president and secretary of state, President Barack Obama praised France as America's oldest ally and offered U.S. help to hunt down those who carried out the attack.
Our counterterrorism cooperation with France is excellent. We will provide them with every bit of assistance that we can.
Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned terrorists the U.S. and France will never give in.
Today's murders are part of a larger confrontation, not between civilizations, no, but between civilization itself and those who are opposed to a civilized world.
Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Security officials say a car bomb exploded outside a police academy in Yemen's capital and has killed at least 30 people. 40 were wounded in Sana'a. No one has yet claimed responsibility. The oil company Royal Dutch Shell has agreed to pay more than $83 million in a settlement with thousands of people in a fishing community in southern Nigeria. Shell agreed today to pay about $3,200 to each of more than 15,000 people, along with another $30 million to the community of Bodo as compensation for two oil spills that took place in 2008. The company says it will also clean up the mess. This is VOA News. Ukraine says three of its soldiers have been killed in attacks by separatists over the last 24 hours. A Ukrainian military spokesman said one of the troops was killed by a sniper, another by small arms fire, and a third by mortar fire in separate incidents around eastern Ukraine. Indonesian search and rescue teams say they have found the tail section of an airplane that crashed in the Java Sea December 28th. Ron Corbin takes a look.
The confirmed sighting of the tail section was made by divers as well as an unmanned underwater vehicle early Wednesday. The sighting came a day after recovery search teams extended the search area amid rough seas and murky waters from monsoon storms that continued to hamper efforts to pinpoint the jet's wreckage. Speaking at a news conference in Jakarta, the head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency, Henry Bambang Siliosto, confirmed the discovery of the tail section with images from the aircraft. Soliestio said the images of the tail sections were clearly visible. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
FBI Director James Comey says hackers who attacked Sony last month were sloppy at least at one point, posting directly from a server used exclusively by North Korea.
In nearly every case, they used proxy servers to disguise where they were coming from in sending those emails and in sending and pasting and posting those statements. But several times they got sloppy, right? Several times, either because they forgot or they had a technical problem, they connected directly and we could see them. And we could see that the IP addresses that were being used to post and to send the emails were coming from IPs that were exclusively used by the North Koreans.
Comey today urged the intelligence community to declassify information that proves the hackers use servers directly linked to the government of North Korea. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong raised yellow umbrellas, a symbol of the territory's Occupy movement, and walked out of a parliamentary session today. They did that when the chief secretary said the government would stick with a proposal to pre-screen candidates for the city's 2017 election. A Turkish far-left group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's suicide bombing in Istanbul. A police officer was killed. Another was wounded in the incident. The Revolutionary People's Liberation Party said on its website today that the bombing was retribution for the death of a 15-year-old in an incident in 2013. Chinese authorities have sent the corruption case against ex-National Security Chief Zhou Yongkang to prosecutors. That announced by the Chinese Central Commission for Discipline Inspection. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.